How would you feel if an audience got to witness your quiet moments or hear your private thoughts? How would you feel watching your life on a screen? Courtney Barnett took that chance with the making of the documentary Anonymous Club. It was shot over the course of 3 years by director Danny Cohen. It's an intimate portrait of an artist at an especially turbulent time in her life, trying to maintain her mental health and her desire to create while touring her second album, 2018's Tell Me How You Really Feel. Coming out alongside that documentary, or rather after the documentary was out and about in the world, there was a record created comprised of 17 seamless improvisations which were originally created as a part of that score for the documentary. End of the Day is this meditative, slow-burning and beautiful record. It prioritises atmosphere and space. There's tone and texture over these wonderful melodic hooks, but it's a really courageous and stunning turn for an artist who built a really secure and formidable identity and reputation through profound lyricism and riff-based fireworks and bigger sounds than what you can find on this record. Courtney Barnett is here this weekend as a part of Perth Festival, playing with Stella and a collaborator on this record. They're playing at the Rec Bar this weekend, dipping into old favourites, but also getting into this wonderful instrumental record. I caught up with her a little earlier this week to chat about her collaboration with Stella Mozgawa from Warpaint. You might know a collaborator of hers long time, but sitting down to write this record, we talked about all sorts of things, including the eventual closure of Milk Records. This was the final record to come out on this on that label, a label she started over 12 years ago. But we started out by talking about how she's feeling about touring these songs and getting into a little bit more stuff out and about on the road again.
We did a run of shows for the album in America back in November last year, and it was great. And that's kind of the same show that we're doing now in Australia. And yeah, it was really, I really had a lot of fun. It was such a different set up for me compared to kind of a full band show or even, you know, a solo show, just because, yeah, we just on stage, it's just me playing guitar, Stella playing synth. We perform for half an hour the music from the instrumental soundtrack. And yeah, I really enjoyed the American shows that we did. So I think that, yeah, the Australian shows will be a lot of fun. We recorded it in Melbourne, but we remixed it for the purpose of the album in LA.
What was it like to be out in LA and working on the record? How do you feel about Los Angeles? I think it's pretty scary, but I've never been there myself.
I think my attitude to it has changed over the years. I think, you know, I've traveled there so many times and played shows there and spent kind of chunks of time, just because it's such a kind of hub in between shows, and yeah, I've been living a little bit in Joshua Tree, which is a couple of hours outside of LA. But yeah, I really love it more than I used to. I think I've spent a lot of time kind of exploring and just seeing a different side of it, I guess, as you do over time with any place.
I guess we're talking about at the end of the day, the record, and I wanted to sort of start the conversation about the album by asking you what you like to do at the end of the day. It's a bit of a silly question, but I think it's kind of nice.
No, it's a great question. I guess it, you know, it depends where I am, but part of when I'm on tour, I would find myself often at the end of the day or the end of the night, if we're touring on the bus, I'd lie down in my bunk and put on small headphones that you can fall asleep on, you know, that you can turn your head and listen to either, you know, ambient music or something instrumental, or sometimes like a meditation, or, you know, something in the realm of all of those things. And it would kind of help me wind down and relax a little bit and maybe eventually fall asleep.
That sounds all right. Have you seen those crazy headband things that have the headphones in the headband? And so, like, it doesn't fall off when you sleep. It does look a little bit like when you're a kid and you have to get grommets in your ears if you've got ear problems and you go swimming and you have to wear those insane, you know, wetsuit headbands. Anyway, I feel like...